If I'm with your Xiaomi, correspond to if I'm with Bubbly, Daf of Gimel, begin your Xiaomi on Daf Yud Gimel on the base of the first Mishnah. Mishikidish achas mishteach yois, vein yadeh ezu, kiddish, noisim get lezu, we get lezu. The man was mitzvah one of two sisters and doesn't know which, he gives a get to this one and a get to that one. Meis loy ach echod, cholos es shehen, oile shnaim, echod cholos echod yabim, fondle lekonsu, ein mochzi miyadu. He died leaving one brother, he does chalitza to both. If you have two brothers, one does chalitza and the other yibum. If both did yibum, we don't take their wives from them. And what says Mishi Kiddush, Achas Mishteach, Yoyfenya de Leizu Kiddush, Noisim get Lezu, get Lezu, Meifle Ach Echot, Choylef Mishtehem. The Gemara brings it out, Mishnah said that if a man was in the parish one of two sisters and doesn't know which, he does with both. If he died leaving one brother, he does chalitza to both. Everywhere you say there's no chalitza after chalitza for two women who fell from one man, and here you say this. The Gemara answers here there's no chalitza after chalitza regarding Vaday, who knew they both fell. Here it's a suffix which was his wife, therefore both do chalitza due to the suffix. If you have two brothers, one does chalitza and the other does yibum. Everywhere you say that when we told him to do Yibim, and told even another brother to do Chalitza, and here you say this. Here, the answer is here, when we tell him to do Yibim, we don't say to do Chalitza regarding Vaday. Here it's a suffix. Only the consul, Ein Motzi'im Miyadam, which said if both do Yibim, we don't take their wives from them. Coming out to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Ches. Shnaim shikidshu shtei achyois, ze eino yodeh leizu kishikidish, ze eino yodeh leizu kidish, ze noisim beis gittin, ze noisim beis gittin. The Mishnah says that Reuben and David were Mekadesh, Rachel and Leah were sisters, and each is unsure whom he was Mekadesh, each divorces both. Meisu leze ach, leze ach, ze choylets lishtehen, ze choylets lishtehen. Each died leaving one brother, each brother does chalitza to both. Veze echad leze shnaim, ha-yechid yichalif v'shteyem, ha-shnaim echad chalif ze-echad miyabim, kidin lekinsu, ein mitzim miyodom. If Reuben left one brother and David left two, Reuben's brother does chalitza to both, one of David's brother does chalitza and one does yibim. If both did yibim, we don't take their wives from them. And the Gemara says, Tani echad yisor ve-echad kehamim kasei Reuben. The Baisa says that Yisraelim and kehamim are the same for this, even though each sister is a suffix chalitza, who made a claim to do Yibam, since Reuben's brother did chalitza to both, it's clear that there was a suffix, people won't come to permit a vaday chalitza to a claim. Another Amar, a shaholad, svachakat Yibam. Avayim Yibam, mitzchila, asa, shem yom asafiv, and yom sa, tabal achayit, yibim. This is only when Reuben's brother did chalitza, and afterwards one of David's brothers did Yibam. To do Yibam first is forbidden, lest his brother die, and it turns out that he had relations with the sister of Yivama. If his brother doesn't die, he will do Chalitza, and it turns out retroactively that her sister was never Zukuka to the one who did Yibam. Amar Chista, she say Hada Amar, Haba al Achis, she say Zukukase, and Pasim al Kavanim. Chista infers that one who has relations with the sister of Yivama, Zukuka to him, he didn't disqualify her from Kavanim. Amar Yosi, Ba, Tani Yubchir, Haba al Achis, the Rishi Rabban said that if he had taught the one who has relations with the sister of his Zukuka, he didn't disqualify her from Kuhuna. Rishi said if each died leaving one brother, each brother does chalitza to both. Everywhere you say there's no chalitza after chalitza, and you say this. And the Vaday can be suffix. The answer is here, there is no chalitza after chalitza regarding Vaday. Here it's a suffix. Ve echad leze shnaim, ve yichidim chalitza shtehen, yichidim chalitza shtehen, ve hasheni echad chalitza ve'echad miyabim. The Mishnah says that Reuben left one brother and David left two. Reuben's brother does chalitza to both. One of David's brothers does chalitza and one does yibum. Kol asat amma kol, she said, kol mokim she'en ha'imim lo yibim. The Gemara said everywhere you say that when we do not tell him to do Yibam, we don't tell even another brother to do Chalitza, and here you say this. The answer is here, when we do not tell him to do Yibam, we don't say to do Chalitza, regarding Bada. Here it's a suffix. We can say, both to Yibam, we don't take wives from them.